In about 45 minutes from now, Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Adam Schiff and the usual suspects are supposedly going to have a press conference, I guess, where they are going to release two articles of impeachment. And then they're going to send them to the full floor of the House of Representatives to vote on. I hope every Democrat in the entire chamber gets stared down and browbeaten and votes yes. Just so we can. Now, with what we've learned today, that Democrat deep state operatives were working in federal agencies to try and stop the candidacy of Donald John Trump of Manhattan and failed. Tried to stop it then with his ridiculous Russiagate. Then tried to stop it with the Mueller report. Now trying to stop him with a sham impeachment. All previous efforts have failed.
It's like they just throw something out there and see if anybody bites.
Well, this is what the Democrat Party is today. Now you see the logical end result of what error produces. Error continues to produce more error. And in the case of the Democrat Party, there's nothing else that it can produce. It's going to keep cranking out error after error after error, as any attachment other than to diabolically inspired soppy NTA, which they may have some access to. You know, the demons can still think with the best of them. The demons still know the sins of most of us. The demons have plenty of arrows left in their quiver to play through the Democrat Party. They're certainly not beaten. This isn't going to help them any. They certainly do not appreciate the providential nature of some of what they're trying to confront here with Don John of Manhattan. They don't get that, and they never will. And if they ever do realize it, then they'll know what they have to do to get rid of him. I'm not going to say what it is, but you can figure it out. At the end of the day, folks, man, Nancy, if that's all you got, you're going to have your show trial and now your show vote in the House, and you're going to cost yourself the House of Representatives in 2020 because this is going down in flames in the United States Senate. As a matter of fact, if I'm Mitch McConnell, now McConnell has said that he is required of the House votes for an impeachment that they have to have a trial. I'd like to ask Herr Dr. Kevin Gutzman if that's the case. Because without having a trial, couldn't the Senate vote on whether or not to admit the charges that came over from the House? You know, the Constitution is sometimes it's a simple document, sometimes it's a complicated one. There is a thing in there that says that all bills for revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate can concur with additions and substitutions, I think it says, something to that effect. But the origination clause says that it can originate in the House of Representatives. There's pretty good history of many things that have passed out of the House and were never voted on and never made it out of any committee in the United States Senate. So I don't know. I heard Senator Blunt this morning going like, I don't think this is coming to the Senate. If it does, I don't think we're bound to vote on it. And if we do, then it's going to go down in flames because there's not one solitary GOP senator is going to be peeled off of this. They don't have the votes. There's nothing procedural that Chuckie Schumer can do to delay it. Contrast that with the news that we have today of the Inspector General report, which came out yesterday, which is damning on the details of the deep state and what the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other federal agencies and entities have been doing. Now we know that the deceit goes back to July of 2016. Some of you will remember that the Republican convention was held in July of 2016. So before Trump could even be nominated, they had the long knives out for him. In other words, the FBI, the Wall Street Journal, the FBI abuses escalated when it was presented with the now infamous Steele dossier. Mr. Steele was hired by Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, the Oppo research firm hired by a law firm for the Clinton campaign. Mr. Horowitz confirms that the FBI then used the Steele dossier to trigger its application to the FISA court to spy on Mr. Page. Quote, "We determined that the Crossfire Hurricane team's receipt of Steele's election reporting on September the 19th, 2016, played a central and essential role in the FBI's and department's decision to seek the FISA order," Horowitz says. "This confirms what Representative Devin Nunes and House Republicans first disclosed in February of 2018, which was denied by Representative Shifty Adam Schiff and sneered at by the press at the time." Mister, if I had a rubber hose, I would beat you. Mr. Horowitz also finds that the FBI told the FISA court that Mr. Steele was credible without having tried to confirm the details or verify his sources. So in other words, they accepted these ridiculous, fantastical accusations that Trump was a Russian agent or that people in his campaign were Russian spies to operatives on face value. I mean, folks. And we're supposed to take seriously that the sham impeachment effort in the House of Representatives is legitimate? This is a legitimate constitutional exercise. Impeachment may be a legitimate constitutional exercise. You may be right. It is by no means a foregone conclusion that what you have done with the impeachment, sham impeachment, has risen to that threshold. There is nothing that we know today that says that that's the case. I mean, good Lord. I just wonder, as I do many times about things like this, I just wonder, what does it take? Get the Louis Gohmert audio, because Congressman Gohmert pretty much sums this up. What happened yesterday, anyway? Horowitz also finds that the FBI told the FISA court the Steele was credible without having tried to confirm the details. Horowitz found no fewer than 7 key errors or omissions in the FBI's original FISA application and 10 more in the 3 subsequent applications. The latter were especially egregious because they ignored information that the FBI's own Crossfire Hurricane team had later gathered that cast doubt on the Steele claims. Now, there's going to be another report that's going to be done when the Republicans get majority back in the House of Representatives. You know what they're going to find out? In July of 2019, Shifty Adam Schiff and members of his staff colluded with a spy, a mole, inside the Trump White House to cook up this fictitious character known as the Whistle Faker. The Whistle Faker doesn't exist. I keep telling people this. There is no Whistle Faker. There's no Whistle Faker on the grassy knoll, the second Whistle Faker on the grassy knoll. There's nothing to see here. This whole thing was invented by Schiff. Now, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Supposedly, Fat Jerry Nadler is done. Shifty Adam Schiff is done. The sham impeachment hearings are over. Where's the whistle faker? Where's the whistle faker? Why haven't we heard from this glorious public servant that's going to save us all? from Orange Man Bad.